Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, my daughter played a little trick on everyone yesterday.
Okay.
She bought some new candy. It's Nerds. You've probably heard of those.
Yeah, I have.
Little round balls of candy. They're super good. We've got lots of flavor, but these were mango peach flavored.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't mention the chili part of it. They also are super hot. And so we all put a big handful in, ate them, started chewing, and realized that, oh my gosh, these aren't just a good peach flavor or mango flavor. They also have a chili spice to them. But I had just stumbled on an article that made me think she might have done us a favor, too. Because it turns out there are some foods that are not foods you would expect to help you out during the summer, but keep you cooler.
Mm.
Not things like ice cream or ice cream pops or popsicles or any of that stuff.
Anytime I eat something very hot, like, you know, salsa, anything like that, I always eat ice cream afterwards. And the next day I can say, come on, ice cream. Come on, ice cream. It burns.
Wow.
Okay. Thank you for that. Well, here are some weird foods that you wouldn't expect to cool you down, but they do.
Okay.
One of them's really weird. The other two kind of make sense. They say anything with chili peppers in it will make you feel hot at first, but chili peppers trick your body into thinking it's hotter than it is, and they make you sweat.
Yeah.
And when you sweat, the air evaporates from your body, as it's designed to do, or the water evaporates from your body, the sweat, into the air, and that cools you down.
Okay.
So you actually cool off after you eat this spicy food.
Okay. Well,
okay.
It's weird. I mean, it worked for you yesterday then probably, right?
Yeah, I mean, we cooled down once we started sweating.
You're peach-flavored nerds.
They say that soup is similar to this because it tricks your body into thinking it's hot because your soup is warm and you start sweating and the moisture on your skin cools you down.
But why is it? I mean, because we were talking about this, I think, the other day about chili. You don't eat chili traditionally during the summer months.
Well.
And it's spicy.
You know, some of it
heat,
is.
You put some heat in there. But it's soup. It's like a soup.
Yeah, but I had a friend the other day talking about making homemade soup, and I'm like, are you crazy? It's summertime.
Right.
Yeah.
It doesn't make sense, right?
I don't know if I want to eat soup during the summer.
But it'll cool you down, apparently.
I'm not hot.
Well, you know, if you dress up, you look pretty good.
Okay. And then this is the weirdest one of all.
Yeah.
Spinach.
Mm.
Now, I thought maybe that was just because it made life so horrible that you, I don't know, cooled down. I don't even understand that at first.
I'd rather just be hot.
Well, they say the reason spinach helps is because it levels out your blood pressure and helps keep you cooler feeling.
Remember Popeye? It helped him somewhat.
Yeah, it looks like his blood pressure went up.
It kind of did, didn't it?
Well, you know, but something was wrong with Popeye.
Yeah.
Now, let's face it. I mean, olive oil, she wasn't that hot.
That's true.
He was chasing her all the time. Brutus and Popeye were fighting over olive oil. She's a little bit homely.
Well, they were too. I mean, Popeye had something
still
wrong with his eye.
Ugly men chase good-looking women, but not those two.
They're chasing ugly women.
I'm staying away from the spinach now that you said that.
You know what? And with spinach, I never eat it by itself. Like if it's a leafy green on a plate or something, like maybe
like
in
a
your
salad?
Yeah. It's got to have some of that cream in it, you know, the spinach dip.
Cream spinach.
That you dip, you know, the nachos in.
I think you're thinking of artichoke dip or something.
Spinach artichoke
put
dip.
It together.
Yeah, they put it together.
Okay. I've always had cream spinach as a side.
Yummy.
But I'll be honest, they always say, is the spinach in salads, is that the same spinach that you eat out of a can?
Yeah, baby spinach or big,
they're
yeah,
so
spinach.
Different.
We're going to the expert over there that eats
vegetables. Everyone looked at Heidi when we said that. So here are the things that people are used to is watermelon. And it's okay to stick with watermelon because it's mostly water and it does have some amino acids that dilate your blood vessels and help with circulation.
So put some chili powder, cayenne on your watermelon.
If you're weird like that, you can.
Oh, that's nasty. I just don't like the seeds with watermelon.
Okay, well, they have seedless watermelon.
Yeah, but they still have some seeds in there.
Okay, and finally, two things to avoid on a hot day.
Sun.
Carbs and meat.
Oh.
Your body has to work harder to digest those things, and that actually burns energy and heats you up.
That's funny. That's all we eat, carbs and meat.
And if you're grilling, you're eating the meat right there at the grill in the hot sunshine.
They didn't mention that, but you got a point, Cato. The grill is going to make you hot.
I'm hot. I'm hungry, too.
So I would say I'm just going to go ahead and grill some meat and carbs and have a beer.
There you go. A cold beer. There you go.
And that will solve the problem. We'll throw the spinach out, and we'll save the soup for the wintertime, and I'll go ahead and have some watermelon, too. Never mind.
Thank you, Tom.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.